The Night Window by Dean Koontz. Performed by Elizabeth Rogers. The triple-pane, floor-to-ceiling windows of Hollister's study frame the rising plain to the west, the foothills, and the distant Rocky Mountains that were long ago born from the earth in cataclysm, now dark and majestic against a sullen sky. It is a view to match the man who stands at this wall of glass. The word cataclysm is a synonym for disaster or upheaval, but also for revolution. And he is the leader of the greatest revolution in history. The greatest. And the last. The end of history is near, after which his vision of a pacified world will endure forever. Meanwhile, there are mundane tasks to perform, obligations to address. For one thing, there is someone who needs to be killed. In a few hours, when a late-season storm descends on these high plains east of Denver, the hunt will begin, and one of two men will die at the hands of the other, a fact Wainwright Warwick Hollister finds neither exhilarating nor frightening. Of profound importance to Hollister is that he avoid the character weaknesses of his father, Orenthal Hollister, and at all times comport himself in a more formidable and responsible manner than had his old man. Among other things, this means that when someone needs to be eliminated, the killing can't always be done by a hireling. If a man is too finicky to get blood on his hands once in a while, or if he lacks the courage to put himself at physical risk, then he can't claim to be a leader in this world of wolves, nor even a member of the pack, but instead only a sheep in wolf's clothing. The hunt will occur here, on Crystal Creek Ranch, Hollister's 12,000-acre spread, unto itself a world of pine forests and rolling meadows. The chase will not be fair, because Hollister does not believe in fairness, which exists nowhere, either in nature or in the human sphere. Fairness is an illusion of the weak and ignorant. It is the insincere promise made by those who manipulate the masses for gain. The quarry, however, will have a chance to survive. A very slim one, but a chance. Although Hollister's father, Orenthal, had been a powerful man physically as well as financially, his heart had been that of a coward. If ever he had decided that he couldn't farm out all the violence required for the furtherance of his business, if he'd seen the moral need for every prince to be also a warrior, he wouldn't have given the quarry any chance whatsoever. The hunt would have been an empty ritual with only one possible end, the triumph of Orenthal and the death of his prey.